There are a multitude of potential applications for unmanned aircraft. Whether it's spraying crops or surveying land during wildfires, it seems the drone business is on the verge of a commercial eruption. That's why Marshall Wright of the Governor's Office of Economic Development, or GOED, has been pushing hard for Utah to become one of six states in the country selected to host a commercial drone testing site. Wright, who prefers unmanned aircraft system over the more colloquial term drone, says the GOED has performed independent research indicating potential economic benefits to an expanded commercialization of unmanned aircraft systems.
If the commercialization of unmanned aircraft systems is allowed and that industry could grow, we estimate that over the next 10 years, the impact to Utah would be directly about 10,000 employees.
While drones show a lot of promise for civilian and industry use, most discussion of this emerging technology starts with the negative perceptions surrounding military use or privacy concerns. In the case of commercial use, however, Wright personally feels such negativity is misplaced.
And that's one of the rationales for having these test sites. And one would hope that we allow the test sites to help us develop and understand what kind of regulations and requirements are needed such that we do not have ineffective laws which restrict economic development.
To assuage privacy concerns, Wright says the Aerospace States Association has worked with various civil liberties organizations. One such organization is the American Civil Liberties Union, or ACLU. Marina Lowe of ACLU Utah sees a mix of positive and negative possibilities for unmanned aircraft. But she says getting our legal framework ahead of the technology is key.
I think the real point is, with any sort of new technology, we see that our privacy rights are a little bit lagging. You know, they're always trying to catch up to the latest technology that's developing. And so that's why I think it's really incumbent on our lawmakers and on Utahns to press for the protections to be put into law so that as we move forward with these technologies, we're not sort of leaving our rights behind.
The FAA has outlined privacy requirements for the new drone testing sites, but Jennifer Lynch of the Electronic Frontier Foundation says they may not go far enough. In comments submitted to the FAA, Lynch says the FAA needs to address privacy issues with the same vigor that they address safety issues, saying, quote, "Just as vague safety regulations for drones could result in damage to life or property, vague privacy measures could harm civil liberties," unquote. But as the federal government and the states come to terms with the legal issues posed by commercial drone use, Wright says the Utah economy stands to benefit from the development of unmanned aircraft systems, even if Utah loses out on the FAA's testing site giveaway.
Over the next 10 years, the total industry could be $100 billion. Now, what it could mean to Utah would be in the order of, again, maybe $10 to $20 billion worth of business over the next 10 years. So we will get some benefit no matter what happens. It'll grow. If our site is here in Utah, we will get even more benefit.
Utah is competing with 24 other states to win the FAA's six commercial testing sites. To date, the FAA currently bars unmanned aircraft for commercial use in the United States. For KCPW News, I'm Ryan Cunningham.